Hello?
Hello?
Hi, is this Harmony Korine?
Yes. Hey, good. Can I get off the other line real quick? Can you hold on?
Yeah.
Hold on 1 second. Hold on.
I am married. I have been married for 7 years. And my husband, he lives as Charlie Chaplin. He was Buster Keaton before he became Chaplin. I met him on a cruise ship while he was doing his act. We have a daughter as well.
Really?
Yeah.
How old is she?
She's 6, almost 7. She lives at Shirley Temple.
I Harmony Korines senaste film Mr. Lonely träffar Michael Jackson Marilyn Monroe i Paris när han uppträder på ett äldreboende där. Hon tar med honom till ett slott i Skottland där hon bor med sin man Charlie Chaplin och sin dotter Shirley Temple. Och där bor också James Dean och Rödluvan och de tre i The Stooges med flera.
Do you want to come? I would love it if you came. They would love you there.
No, I don't think so.
Why not?
I don't know. What would I do there?
Anything at all. Anything you want. And we have many extra rooms. And we need a Michael. We don't have a Michael.
I guess like about 8 years ago, I was living in Paris. I was alone and I was like pretty down on my luck. And I was like walking down the street one day and I bit into a sandwich and my tooth fell out. And like the tooth like fell into the sandwich. So I ran.
Harmony Korine står ute på sin terrass och tittar på fiskare när jag ringer honom. När jag frågar hur han blev intresserad av impersonators berättar han en lång, helt osannolik historia om hur han tappade en tand av porslin i en macka i Paris och sen plockade ut handen som han trodde var ett ben i mackan och så gav han den som dricks till en Michael Jackson lookalike. Och sen blev de vänner eftersom porslinstanden visade sig vara ganska värdefull.
I just started thinking about impersonators and the obsessive nature of people who live as other people, icons.
Yeah. Well, is this true with the tooth and everything?
Yeah. No, I don't lie. No, it's definitely true.
Men även om Harmony blev intresserad av människor som blir besatta av att bli en annan människa, en ikon, så säger han att Mr. Lonely egentligen handlar om samma sak som hans tidigare filmer Gummo och Julian Donkeyboy. Nämligen människor som lever utanför normen och det accepterade. Folk som vågar drömma om andra samhällen och världar.
I'm Mr. Lonely.
I was interested in impersonators, but I've always been interested in just people that are that kind of like invent their own lives, you know, or you could even call them like obsessive characters and characters that kind of live outside the, you know, the accepted rules, the mainstream people that like, I don't know, maybe you call them pure souls or dreamers, people that kind of invent their own lifestyles, create a kind of, you know, or try to create some kind of utopia, something. And so for me, it was also that the impersonators were kind of as much symbolic of that dream as anything else. I mean, the ones in my movie. I just liked these also, I like the idea of having, like, you know, Sammy Davis Jr. and Abe Lincoln having, you know, dinner. Yeah. Or Marilyn Monroe being married to Charlie Chaplin, having a baby that's Shirley Temple. I just thought it was nice to kind of be able to play with the mythology.
I love this picture where Little Red Riding Hood is doing the laundry with James Dean.
Oh, yeah. That's true. I actually ended up marrying her.
Wow.
Yeah. Her laundries are so good that I couldn't help myself.
Mr. Lonely är full av vackra, roliga och bizarra bilder. Som när Madonna jagar får ihop med Charlie Chaplin. Eller den där när Rödluvan och James Dean hänger tvätt i en glänta. When you impersonate someone else, how much of that person do you think you become?
Well, I mean, I don't know. That's a good question. I mean, that was like the, you know, the duality of these characters, and also something the actress had to deal with. I mean, I was obviously interested in the icon and the person they were impersonating, but most of all, I was curious about what kind of human being does such a thing for a living, you know? Where does the one begin and the other end? And how do they blur?
And for the actors in your film, I mean, they sort of, they play someone who plays someone. That's kind of meta. What happens to them?
I don't know. They just get messed up in the head. They have problems after the movie's finished. They turn out crazy and they end up on food stamps and government welfare programs. It's very bad to work with me.
Harmony säger att trots att de här människorna kan uppfattas som galna, eftersom de blir någon slags blandning av sig själva och någon levande eller död ikon, så är det vackra med dem att de drömmer. De drömmer liksom större än du och jag. Och genom att leva de här ikonernas liv blir de odödliga. Som parallellhistoria i Mr. Lonely får vi följa några nunnor, varav en ramlar ut från ett flygplan, ber hela vägen ner mot djungeln och överlever. Det var faktiskt den första bilden Harmony Korine såg framför sig innan han gjorde filmen. En nunna som cyklar runt bland moln. Harmony Korine menar att nunnorna och imitatörerna är lika, eftersom de drömmer om ett evigt liv och en värld på något vis bättre och annorlunda än den vi lever i.
It was enough that they both spoke to the same idea, that maybe they served, like the one would serve as a kind of poetic punctuation to the other, that they would speak to the same idea of faith and obsession and hope and this idea of like wanting to be other than who you are, and that if you believe enough in something, you can, I don't know, that strange things can happen.
Which picture do you like most in it?
Oh, I do love the image of the nun and the bicycle and the clouds. That is probably my favorite. But this, I have so many. I mean, there's a lot. I like the one of Marilyn in the forest dancing. And I like the Snow White. I mean, Little Red Riding Hood.
Snow White.
I forgot. It's been a while since I've seen the movie.
It could have been Snow White.
Yeah, exactly. I could have married a different cartoon character.